the show everybody's talking about. Radio show
demonstration.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Meek Melly. We in the building.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It's your girl Cardi B.
It's Kayla Brianna.
What's good? It's Kehlani.
Yeah, this is 50 Cent Wild Not on Wild. You heard me? It's going down.
What's up? It's Megan Thee Stallion.
What up? What up? Y'all, it's your girl Remy Ma.
Gotta play it safe. No face, no case. Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a shit who wouldn't wanna fuck in my face. Bomb ass tight, rack stack of shack. Hey, broke boys don't deserve no piece of.
I know that's right.
What's up? It's the lovely Jazzy J, and you already know you tuned in. Oh, wee, hip hop and R&B. And we got the ladies in the house today. I'm gonna go ahead and let them introduce themselves because we got a show in store for you.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, The Butter, Not Butter. And you already know we are ready to get this party started. We got some lovely ladies in today. How y'all feeling?
We feeling good.
I'm feeling good. What's up? It's Cleo, the confidence coach.
Hey, y'all. You already know it's your favorite girl boss, Angel LA. And to my left, we got DJ Ness on the ones and twos. About to get place popping, okay? Y'all, this is Ooh We Hip Hop and R&B, and we about to hop into it. Y'all ready?
Let's go.
Ooh We.
Ooh We.
It's the Ooh We Radio Show. It's the Ooh We Radio Show.
Up, you tapped in with Ooh We Hip Hop and R&B, and we about to hop into a segment of my favorite, but we changed it up a little bit because we got Cleo, the confidence coach, in the house. So I'm gonna start it off light for her because she's a confidence coach and I don't want to do her too bad, okay? So my question for you is, it's a good one, it's like one of those make you think, but you ain't gonna have to think too hard. So would you rather find your passion in life or the love of your life?
I'm going to just go right where I'd rather find my passion. I feel like finding my passion will help me find my love.
I like that.
I'm going to go with love. I'm going to go with love because the passion is like, you're just going to be lonely by yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
Who is that, Miss Butter?
Yes, y'all. It's your girl, The Butter, Not Butter. And I would go with love, you know. I feel like I said, you gonna be lonely by yourself trying to just follow your passion, so definitely love.
Okay, Butter and Miss Cleo, what's your most toxic trait?
I say that shit with my chest, and I say it come off too aggressive sometimes, so I just gotta watch the way I speak, the way I communicate, because even though I love being honest, it can be brutal and people don't be ready for it.
I would say mine, I hold grudges. I hold grudges, so, but I hold grudges and I don't have patience, so it's kind of like, it's like stuff like that. I won't let you, like, get over on, like, little small stuff, and I feel like I'll hold it on, keep going on with it, bringing it up, but even if you may say you sorry, I may still bring it up and over again, so.
You gonna bring it up 3 years later.
Yeah.
Like, let it go.
If you bring up something else of mine or try to make me feel bad about something, I'm gonna bring it up, yeah.
Okay. What you got for Angel?
So, for me, my most toxic trait is, I can be a very bad communicator. Like, I just won't say nothing, like, or, like, if I feel a way, I feel like it is what it is. So, me saying something is wasting my breath. So, I just won't say something when it probably could have helped the situation. So, I know I got to work on that, and I know that's my toxic trait.
Dang, y'all got some crazy toxic traits. I feel like my toxic trait is not... We ain't going to talk about my toxic trait. Talk about it. We ain't going to talk about mine, because we just wanted to know about Butter. Cleo.
Yes,
and since Angel was in the house, we just had to get, you know, we ain't heard you in a minute. You know, we wanted to know. But I got one for y'all since we on relationships. This one's a fun one. So, would you rather your partner be kinky or romantic?
Who's going first?
Go ahead, buddy.
Miss Cleo with the glasses.
Okay. Looking like a model.
Okay. Listen, y'all. If you're romantic, you're not kinky. How can you be romantic and not be kinky?
There's a difference.
Why y'all think, like, romance is softer, or?
I
I think in order for you to get to kinky, you have to have a romance, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
But there's still two different things when it comes to, because you can be romantic and like, you know, I got the flowers and stuff, but kinky is like a little like, you know what I'm saying? Kinky is more like you getting nasty and like dominatrix kind of thinking. That's how I'm thinking.
Some of these men don't even give you the chance to choose if you want to be kinky or romantic, because they just start off, they just go off like they feelings and like what they want in that moment, which I hate.
Exactly. And that's why I wouldn't choose kinky, because if you say kinky, they gonna come and they gonna think you want it hard immediately. Nah, you better kiss me. You better like slow it down first to begin with. And so it's just like, I'm gonna choose romance. Make them work.
You got a y'all got best friends, right? Or y'all got y'all right hand. Who messier? You or your best friend? Or your right hand?
My best friend. She messy.
Why?
She future.
Not she future.
I don't know. I think me. I know she more messy. Okay, next.
Pass. So Angel's messy.
I'm not. Kinda.
It would be both. Because me and my best friend, we have a cold word and cold faces. So we'll look at each other like, or I call her and she'll call me. We ain't even got to say nothing. Yeah, we kind of already know, like, girl, did you? So I feel like it's the same. But I may go with my best friend. But
hey, it's not good to be messy. I'm going to need y'all to cut all that messiness out.
Why you kind of act like you just,
I think it was messy for me to just say that about my best friend. I might be the messy one. I might be the problem.
It sound like y'all
them
all
glasses is giving problems.
I just like to have fun. I like to enjoy my life and experiences and people and things. You get what I'm saying? So I won't say it's messy, but if I tell you what it is up front and you still put your feelings into it, you can't be mad at me about how you took it when I told you what it was.
True. I mean, it ain't nothing wrong with having a little fun, but if it's gonna be messy to where you gotta get into like fights and it gets all to the negative side of it, then I say don't be messy. But we're gonna be a little messy. I'm gonna cut all y'all off from this mess and we're gonna take a break. But stay locked with us, because we're coming back with that ooey tea.
It's the Ooey Radio Show. It's the Ooey Radio Show.
Up, it's Ooey Hip Hop and R&B, and I hope y'all love my girl DJ Ness mix, because I did. Now let's hop back into this segment. We got some Ooey tea up for you, and I think y'all ain't ready for it, but let's get ready for it. Let's start off with the Cassie case, okay? And I know y'all probably tired of hearing about Diddy and Cassie. I am too, but you know, they the top relevant conversation right now. They trending, and I don't know about y'all, but every day I wake up and I get on Instagram, the first thing I see is a new story about Diddy.
Yep. I mean, all of these stories that they coming out with showing him his ways of him being gay. Mm. I mean, have y'all seen all these videos? I mean, they got the one where he's smacking. Who was he smacking on the butt at the awards? Mm. Did y'all?
I seen that, but I forgot who butt he was smacking.
I can't remember. Then they got one with Fabulous. Did y'all see the video with Fabulous? Yeah. I just feel bad for our celebrities. And it's crazy because we was watching the Drink Champs, and Diddy was on the show. And it just seemed like everybody in the room was quiet, but Diddy kept shooting out all these gay remarks, and everybody just sitting there like, ain't got nothing to say, like, because, you know, he's that important person in the room, so they just put up with it. You know, on Drink Temp, they be talking, like, and it just felt like, you know, Diddy was there, and he was saying what he was saying, and everybody was quiet, and was just like, you know, barely agreeing with him, but he's Diddy.
They like, I know he is not serious.
Yeah.
But how y'all feel about him stepping down from Revolt? Is that like a sign of,
Guilt.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's him protecting himself, protecting his money, his assets, everything. Because, you know, if he would have got fired, it could have been a whole different situation. He would have lost money. But him resigning, he keeps everything that he put into it, and nothing goes, you know, to the wayside. So I think he's stepping down from all these different things so that, you know, he can protect himself and his kids. But he did get dropped from a charter school. So
that's what I'm about to say. Like, is he stepping down before he get fired?
Definitely, yeah. He gotta protect himself.
Well, I did hear that AT&T and Cadillac. Well, actually, 50 Cent told Diddy that he got a little change for you. He got change. He'll buy Revolt. That's what 50 said. And they said AT&T and Cadillac is pulling out. So you might as well go ahead and take this little change and be cool. Okay. So what y'all think? Stand on business like him?
He ain't gonna wanna do that because he felt, first off, they already got beef. They don't like each other. Yeah. So I can't see Diddy just being like, all right, I'm about to sell you. I'm about to sell my stuff to you. He ain't gonna do that. But I mean, to maybe, that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, with 50 Cent, I feel like it's a pride thing. But I feel like, you know, keep it within the black folk. Keep it within the kin folk, okay? If you can't do it, you already know anything that 50 Cent touch as far as entertainment is going to be gold. Going to be platinum. Like, he got his shows. He got his different drinks. Like, he got his alcohols. 50 Cent know how to market and make money. So, they beefing, though. So, he it's a pride thing. It's two men. It's a pride thing.
You got to be careful with 50 Cent, though, because everybody always owe him. Yeah. Like, everybody always owe him
everything. And that's a fact.
And he will let you know, like, no, you owe me, and you better, he blasts that junk everywhere, so.
Okay, hey, let's get off of Diddy, because I'm tired of Diddy.
I'm tired of him, too, but y'all, what you got to say, boo?
Mm-mm. Y'all seen that clip with Justin Bieber?
What happened?
Yes, when he was asking about.
Yes, why Justin was a little boy at this point. Diddy was like, why you ain't been texting me back? Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, you mean all the time? Y'all ain't see this?
No.
I seen it. I watched it. His bodyguard has lots of videos too, talking about him and his stuff.
He was Justin was looking scared, like, boy, I stopped texting you back. Stop texting my managers.
That man is scared.
And I think that's why he resigned. Because now you messing with them other people kids.
What's the one kid from Disney Channel, but he grown, he our age, but he was on drugs?
Orlando Brown.
Orlando Brown said, Diddy gave him that, I squash, squash, squash.
He said Raven gave him that,
But I feel like if he said, then it's true, because he don't got no reason to lie.
No reason.
He don't, but listen, speaking on somebody else that's been trending in the entertainment industry right now is Beyonce, because did y'all hear that she been bleaching her skin?
No, she has not.
Don't do that.
Okay, no, she has not. First of all, she has some lighter hair, because if you wear lighter hair, your tone is going to be lighter. First of all, we are African-American. She is Creole. She's, you know, a whole combination. So we got different undertones. It's wintertime. She's light skin right now. And it was lighting on her. So they got pictures of, they got the same picture of her that she was taking, but from different angles. So it's paparazzi, it's the professional photographers, and then it's people taking pictures off of their cell phones. The cell phone pictures obviously is gonna make her a darker quality. The professional pictures are gonna make her lighter.
Well, they did say that she tans a lot too, and that because it's like the winter time that her skin is just lighter.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna protect y'all, Beyonce.
You see?
Y'all gonna
my girl.
I'm not even a diehard Beyonce fan, but nah, I don't think that. When would she even have time to have done that?
Nobody ever see her. I mean, you are like, we see her.
I'm talking about like on tour.
She has been on tour, though.
So, like,
been
at
been
what point
tour.
did she bleach her skin?
It don't take no time to bleach your skin, but she ain't do it. Like Miss Tina said, sad little haters.
Yeah, Miss Tina, Mama Knows did clap back. Just like T.I. clapped on King. Okay, let's talk about it. So, King steadied on business. Mm. I guess King said that he stayed at his grandma's house growing up. He didn't stay in the house in the mansion with the rest of the folks, okay? Mm. So, T.I. and Tanya like, boy, you begged to go stay at your grandma's house. We didn't make you go stay over there.
Out from the trenches.
He want to be so ghetto, so bad, so hood. It's just so crazy when you should just need to accept your blessings before somebody take you up off the streets or you get tricked off the streets, okay?
Hey, that's facts, because you sitting up here trying to make it like you from the streets for real, bruh. You know how many people wish they was not from the streets?
And he keeps making, like, he made a song about the stuff. Him and his brother made a song. It's called, like Father Like Sons. And he basically was talking about the stuff that he did, stuff he had to do, stuff he had to pull triggers and stuff. And it's just like, nobody is saying that you necessarily didn't do anything street, but it's just the fact that you want to let us know so bad that you was in the streets. And it's just like, King, please stop.
Like, we don't know who your parents is.
But I think it's a cry for help, though. I feel like his whole life, all of them kids, like, all of the grown kids don't mess with him, right? So it's a reason. I feel like his parents constantly discredit their feelings, and he is acting out because he does not know how to convey those feelings or, you know, feel what he's feeling. He doesn't understand what he's feeling. So, yes, he wants to move with his grandma because he didn't want to be fed the silver spoon. Y'all giving me this. I didn't ask for this.
I get that.
And I just feel like, you know, his father rapped about all this game banging, blah, 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 and he got to this point and he got this life. Why wouldn't he follow in his father's footsteps? You get what I'm saying?
No, because yes, his father was gang banging and talking about what his life was, but that ain't the life that he raised him into. There was not a time that he was outside and had to sleep next to roaches or had to, whatever T.I. talked about, King never experienced what right. T.I. talked about. So I just think that's just these millennial kids mm-hmm. being them. They don't know how to, you know, control their thoughts, control what they was coming out their mouth. You know, they just millennials, like, so... No, I'm riding with T.I. What Charleston White say? You wouldn't even make it in jail with them pink lips.
No, sorry, T.I. Hey, I'm sorry. I feel bad that they keep coming for you with your pink lips, though. But I know you got to feel like a fool when your dad put you in that chokehold like
that. I'm on King's side. But, y'all, this OET is piping high. But right now, we about to go to this hot playlist that DJ Ness got for us. Let's get into it, Ness.
Let's get into it.
Ooh-wee.
It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show.
They ain't even last a week. Wanna see me? You got 15 minutes. Speed limit, crash a Jeep. They can walk in here deep as now one of them bad as me. I can tell by looking at a BBL that she ain't pay much in that cheap. Follow the flow in this. Show everybody you love me. Yeah, I got them in this. Hope she ain't come with a hubby. Yeah, I know. I wasn't focused enough. I didn't know I was thugging. Yeah, but look, I done got back on my. I already know I was bugging. Yeah, alright. How that so thick? You already know ain't no running. Yeah, right. Put his hands on me. You already know I'm a bummer. Yeah. I'll probably be near three. I already wanted some money. Say what? I don't celebrate Halloween, but you play, I'ma leave it on it. Trying to get past the feelings. They ain't even last a week. Wanna see me? You got 15 minutes. Speed limit, crash the Jeep. They can walk in here deep as now one of them bad as me. I can tell by looking at a BBL that she ain't pay much in that cheap. That looking cheap. Yeah, I can tell she got it for the Lord for free. Shots went off. I was on the scene. Police said they know it was me. Look, I've been getting money for over a decade. I put the O with the G. Certified hustler. I go to work like an SA. I tell her she can leave. Like riding a bike. I do this easy. Last time I checked, I was a man on these streets. Ain't the type of you gon' understand if you can't see me giving it about a freak that dope. Yeah, I take the weight of the mother world with one hand and put that on my shoulder. I'm like,
you know you a bad, classy nails, French tips. Can't sit with you, white toes for the Chanel bag off the Chanel swag. I swear I'm feeling you. You ain't just choo-choo getting money too. I'm finna trick on. Babe, you know you fine, don't you? Babe, you know you fine. Babe, you know you fine, don't you? Babe, you know you fine. Bae, you know you fine, don't you? Bae, you know you fine. Bae, you know you fine, don't you? Bae, you know you fine. You can go bust down middle part or side. You can go bob, or you can go blind. You got your own sh**, you don't stay with these. You got your own business, got more paper than these. They think you mean, you ain't got to say to these. You will play with your before you play with these. You know you a bad, classy nails, French tip. These can't sit with you. White toes for the Chanel bag off the Chanel swag. I swear I'm feeling you. You ain't just choo-choo getting money too. I'm finna trick on. Babe, you know you fine, don't you? Babe, you know you fine. Babe, you know you fine, don't you? Babe, you know you fine. Babe, you know you fine, don't you? Babe, you know you fine. Babe, you know you fine, don't you? Babe, you know you fine. Babe, you know you fine. Babe,
you
know you fine.
You are now tuned into my love. On and off the court like John Morant. Got the low and like ring around the roll. My n- spin. Heard he died and took a n- nasty and left with a stench. Get a n- drink. Heard his n- got set down like a b- Glock. Don't straddle no fences. This b- go both ways. Cheat the glizzy like lil baby. I weigh this b- like hey. I don't usually respond in this. I wait till we bump. Switch up on a Glock, make bullets spread. This do b- like a pump. We roll all our ops up in the wood. What's the name of blunt? What's the name of string? Heard he got chased and you ran on your man. We lay b- down for this and us. So watch the. You tweet, think it got Benadryl in a chop. How it make sleep? It make nap. It make go to bed for real. Last time I tried to run, almost made it, but he trip and fail. My love shoot on and off the court like John Morant. Got the low and like ring around the roll. My spin. Heard he died and took a nasty left with a stench. Get a drink. Heard his got set down like a.
Pull up, spin, hop out the car. He try to run, he ain't getting too far. Walk down on him, I got my stick in the club like Ja. Quick in his house, eating this. Yeah, I'm bound to open his head. We throw a beast, from him, keep letting off rounds. We only see red. Go, go, green light.
Got a white boy on my roster. He be feeding me pasta and lobster. He just hit me up on Tuesday, like, what's doing bad? Let me take you shopping. I told him, well, I'm a little busy. He said, damn, I'm in your city. But anyway, it's okay. Hope you have a good day. I'ma see you by day 50. Then I told him, you treat me so well. He said, cash out, Pazelle. Matter of fact, scratch that. I'ma see you with stack just cause you fine as hell. And I told him, well, thank you, baby. Anything for my favorite lady. Well, I gotta go. They just let me know that I could pick up my Mercedes. I got. Might just be on in different area codes.
He know what's up.
Everywhere I go,
every time I pop out,
I call and they drop the low.
Don't drop that location.
Cause I got
might just be on
in different area codes.
She know what's up.
Some of them bros
could be your dad.
And I'm big pimping cause they know.
They know what's up.
They like, then how you do it like that? I just keep running up racks, I ain't cuffing on that. Yo, look, they don't know how to act. Got it running every time that I from the back. And you know that that's facts. Yeah. Anytime I'm on the beat, dry heat on the track. These ain't having no racks. Heard it went broke and that went flat. Yeah, you know how it go. Taking, and I put a whole skirt on her knee. You know I ain't trusting no. I just keep dogging it like they on the D. I know that all the bros, I just be playing my part, I be keeping it peak. Got so many over here. Over there, and I got.
I can't show no feelings. Been in windows tinted. Nowadays ain't no time for me to kick it. Business to a tinsel. They don't say that I've been acting different. I'm beyond they mental. I moved on from slanging drugs and can't be thinking simple. Tighten up my circle, someone in the camp been leaking info. The Maybach triple black, this shit relaxing, feel like I'm in a limo. I put through the hood to let them see, I let down all the windows. I know I'm the motivation, they see me, they see a hero. Not a bitch, but it hit different when you come from zero. They know I bang C's, but every day I need a different B-roll. Super superstitious, that's my d- I still pick up pennies. You can't give attention to these d- when your name get mentioned. If I don't he gon' be in critical condition when I'm finished with him. Some sh- just can't phase you when you been that. Brody died, it had me all sentimental. Cuz got life in jail, I pray to God they overturn his sentence. I got too much money for my mom to work a job, I know she proud now. Since ATD, when they see me, they gon' bow down. I made it real, doing again, we back in style now. And I got that blicky for that rah-rah. I go to the dealership with chicks, who has a car drop. My new house got sliding glass doors, don't got no door knob. I'm in charge, I'm always gon' go hard. You just do your part, and no matter what, I know if you get up, you lose your spot. Your spot, your spot.
You are now tuned in to DJ Mass Exclusive.
Hellcast, SRCs, come pull up on me. Drive the car fast, do the dash, she make my real bad. Sitting pretty, thousand for the week. Fingernails excited, got look cute when I'm smoking. Track hog, say he wanna eat it. What's that important? Bend it over, I'm from St. Louis, say he like my horse. Tell that cash out for a whip. If he want my horse, playing with my while he drive, we on our way to Mars. Put the Benz in sport mode. I ain't no regular. I don't do insurance for my whips. This ain't Geico. Keep my car, you want too stupid. Yeah, I buy it. Diamonds busting through the tent. And my car, a light show. Drunk the top on the Rari. Hope the window smash my wig. Bankroll, sexy red. You know I do it big. I be smoking Zaza. I have to pack you. Be smoking seed. Been that since I was in first grade. I put that on my kids. Hellcats, SRCs. Come pull up on me. Drive the car fast, do the dash. It make my real bad. Sitting pretty, thousand for the weed. Fingernails excited, got look cute when I'm smoking.
Baby, damn. Mama, she was in the street, so guess who raised me? You motherfucking right, couldn't get it from my mama, so I got it off the block. Been working my whole life, but I ain't never punched a clock. 9 years old, I seen them get shot. Damn, quick to run they mouth when they get jammed. Third, tell it on his own fam. The same that you break your neck for, be the same that cross you out and wet you up. Supposed to be chasing money, but you chasing.
What you doing?
Real bosses don't talk, we just sit back and listen. Uh-huh. Stack that paper up and then make boss moves.
Yeah.
She like to argue, so I sent that law school.
Keep it real with your dog, no matter what.
Preach. Same decline, she love you, she'll set you up. Preach.
Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this and these slugs.
Preach. Real, only when I do speak.
If that don't work, he a fucking leech.
I ain't got shit for it. Ain't nothing in this motherfucking world.
Welcome back to Ooh We Hip Hop and R&B. I hope you enjoying the show because I know we enjoying y'all. We about to get into some things that make you say, ooh we, okay? Starting, y'all, this is crazy right here, right? So, a woman cheated on her husband with a black man. She's a white woman. She cheated with a black man. She got pregnant. You know what she decided to do? Give her baby up for adoption because the parents were racist. So she ended up giving the baby up for adoption. And it's a new TikTok trend right now. She's on TikTok trending really bad. She was just explaining how, you know, how her parents met and, you know, the situation or whatever. So my thing is, what would y'all do in that type of situation? What, I mean, you're married to a white man and you get pregnant by a black man. What are you doing? As a white woman.
Did her husband know she cheated or her dude?
Yes. Oh, okay. So the husband did know. They decided, he was upset clearly, but they decided to take the baby in as that it was their baby. But they was going to tell the parents that the baby died. But instead they gave it up for adoption. So the family know that the baby died, but really the parents gave him up for adoption.
That's good.
So the white woman cheated on the black man?
The white woman cheated on her husband with a black man. Yes. So now, actually, if you search on YouTube, she actually found her dad. Her dad is black. He a Cowboys fan. It was so, like, you know.
So girl grown.
She grown. Y'all gotta go look at. Y'all really gotta go search this story. Like, yeah. It's really something that everybody should see because it's just like, dang. I mean, like, that really happened. Like, you really got put up for adoption because your mama was scared to tell her parents. It wasn't even her husband. Her husband knew. It was the parents. She gave the baby up for adoption. So what y'all think? I mean, how would y'all handle a situation like that? You just had your baby?
I think that was a good plan, what they did. I mean, if it was me, I would have kept my baby. But in her situation, like, I done been around a lot of them. And it gets real crazy. That baby probably would have, the baby would have went through a lot. Like, if the parents was really racist, the baby would have went through a lot. They would have nitpicked. They would have said stuff. They would have made her feel uncomfortable. So her being given up for adoption, probably going to a much better family, was probably the best thing. I think that was a solid plan. I mean, the death was kind of crazy, but I guess what else could you say if you carried it for 9 months?
The baby died.
I feel like the husband and the wife are immature. You get what I'm saying? Okay, you know I cheated on you, right? But you still accepting me and you're forgiving me and you nurturing me while I'm pregnant, rubbing on my belly, and we come up with this, you know, this plan to give this baby up for adoption. Why couldn't we just move away as two married adults? Okay, my parents not agree with it, but you accepted it already. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, like you this want child me, but not is this here. Black baby.
Right. Literally, you get what I'm saying? You didn't ask me to go get an abortion. You didn't ask me to do anything to, you know, terminate this pregnancy. You let me be pregnant and bring this child into this world, and then to put an adoption when anything could have happened to this child in this world, and you never know. I just feel like, as a grown woman, me as a grown white woman. I wouldn't have told my parents nothing. If I know how my parents is and there's nothing I could have done, I would have just got up and moved away and kept my child. Or still gave it up for adoption, but I still wouldn't mess with my parents because I will always carry that guilt that I gave my child away because right. of them. Not because of me, not because my husband was upset with me, but because of them. So that's my viewpoint.
I agree with both of y'all, and I also feel like it may be a little racism on the parent side, like the birth parent side too, because that shouldn't have mattered to you. Like
you're
you said, you could have got up. Yeah, you ashamed, regardless of that, because your parents are not always gonna be there, but your child is always gonna be your child. You know what I'm saying? Like, your parents can pass away, and they're still gonna be your child, and you just gave me away because I'm black.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful thing that they gave the child away instead of doing something ungodly. But at the end of the day, I still think that it's trifling. Like, why would you? I just feel like that's trifling.
Probably would have treated the baby any type of way. Can you imagine what that black baby would have went through? Because they did have three other kids. Mm-hmm. You know, so three white kids and one black kid. Mm-hmm. That kind of would have been a hard life growing up.
Look, well, since we on the what would you do type situation, I got one for y'all real quick. And this story went viral not that long ago, so I just want to know, like, from y'all perspective, how y'all feel about it. Now, I know all of us are, like, some of us like men, some of us like women, some of us like both. So just give it from your perspective, okay? Okay. So, this friend hooked her friend up, right? This friend hooked her friend up, right, basically, with a guy. Now, the guy used to be a transgender. He was a woman that just got, that's now a man, right? But the friend knew the whole time and never opened her mouth to tell her friend, like, yeah, I'm hooking you up with somebody, but I need you to know that this person is transgender. So my question to y'all is, if your friend hook you up with somebody like that, how are you going to go about it? Because now the person is feeling like, the girl is feeling like, well, dang, like, I didn't like women, but now I'm confused because now I don't know if I really like women because this person used to be a woman. So, like.
Okay, so the question is, did the trans, like, was it supposed to be a secret on both ends? Like, the trans was supposed to be, like, hiding that beauty was a trans?
I want to say he just waited for the right time to come out and tell.
So you was hiding it.
Right time.
Okay, so he was hiding it. So basically, yeah, I'll be mad. That's an issue for you and my friend. Like, because for you to be hiding it and waiting for the right time, you obviously knew that probably wasn't something that I would be agreeing with for you to do. So now, and my friend, we're no longer friends.
But now you love this person.
She said, no.
I don't think I could. I feel like that is a deal breaker for me. That would be a deal breaker that would make me completely... whatever love I have for you to be just gone. I wouldn't say I would, like, stop loving you as far as, like, you know, my love for you. But as far as intimately, relationship, I wouldn't be even into it. Because I would look at you totally different.
So let me just ask, I know none of us is transgender, but I wonder. So y'all got to call in and tell us, let us know something. But, I mean, if you're transgender, if you had the body parts removed and you're actually a full man, do you have to say, I'm a woman? If you're a man now, you have man parts. You have man parts. That's
reproduction,
it.
Though.
Yeah.
I was just about to
so,
say.
So, I mean, is that something that they're told that they have to do? They have to announce that, hey, yes, I changed my whole body parts. I used
you
to
need
be a
to,
woman.
Because
that's just ethical. But is that it's ethical to do it? But I'm saying, is that something that?
Because if I'm a woman and I'm telling you I want to have children one day, and you not telling me, and I'm wondering why we can't have children the whole time. This ain't even a real
you ain't even
wanky wank.
Or what happened, like, when I want to see them baby pictures?
I used to be.
You gotta
girl.
Ask for them nowadays in Atlanta. Y'all don't move to Atlanta. Please ask for those.
Let's ask the confidence coach because I'm very thirsty
not even interested. She ready.
I would say, yeah, no. For me, it's like it's a lot to start the relationship off. So I'm done from the beginning because I don't play them type of games. So if you gonna lie, if you gonna sit here and not even tell me that you used to be a woman, like I'm serious about my husband. Okay. So if you can't give me my 7 kids, then why are you wasting my time?
Seven.
I like that.
I want 7 kids.
Ooh,
dang.
Not 7.
So about this situation, so with that friend would no longer be my friend. Because my friend know how, you know, how I'm moving. You get what I'm saying? I actually went on a date with a girl that I went to, well, she's a man. I mean, he's a man. So I went on a date with a person that I went to high school with that was a girl. You get what I'm saying? So I'm still calling him, her, she, you know, all those pronouns. And then we get to this date. We've been talking for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe before we go on this date. And he tells me, I got something to tell you. I'm transitioning. I'm a man. I'm a he. So call me he from now on. And this is my name. And I just was like, no, like, this date is over. Like, I'm going home. Because that's not who you approached me as. You approached me as a woman, or you approached me as one thing when you were something else. So no matter what, it's a lie. Like everybody else said, you started it on a lie. It was based on a lie. It's a lie. You're a liar.
So you ended the date?
Yes, I ended the date. I paid the entire bill and I left. Because you're playing with me now. Don't play with me.
And listen, y'all, we don't have nothing against y'all, okay? It's okay to
nothing
be a
all.
Transgender person. It's just a simple fact. When you coming into other people's lives, don't play with nobody else's life.
Be
honest
lie.
And be upfront. Like, nobody want to be dating somebody who, oh, you a woman, but you used to be a man. Like, I would really feel some type of way about stuff like that. So,
y'all, keep it real, keep it honest, especially when you messing with us on the Ooh We Hip Hop and R&B, okay? Now, we got to take a break, but we going to come back. And when we do, we hope y'all is true to yourselves, okay?
Ooh-wee. You a fool.
It's the Ooh We Radio Show.
You just tapped in to Ooh We Hip Hop and R&B, and I'm the lovely Jazzy J.
And I'm your girl, Butter, not Butter.
Your favorite girl, Boss Angel LA.
It's Cleo, the confidence coach.
Your favorite female DJ, DJ Ness.
Hey, and we got a lot in store for y'all today. Y'all already know we coming back with that Dear Jazzy, them things that make you say ooh wee. And we got a special game for y'all today that we can't tell y'all what it is yet. Mm. So stay tuned. Follow us, 2 O's, WEE Radio Show, and we'll be right back. Ooh wee.
It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show. It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show.
What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Ooh Wee Hip Hop and R&B. We are about to get into some Dear Jazzy. That is she. You know how she be getting down. She be giving all the advice. What up, Jazz?
What's up, y'all? Thanks for rocking with the Ooh Wee Hip Hop and R&B. Let's hop into this Dear Jazzy. Dear Jazzy, my girlfriend mother died, and she hasn't been answering my calls or texts. When we last talked, she told me her mom passed and that she needed some time to adjust, which I totally understood, but it's been a week and I still haven't heard from her. I wasn't invited to the funeral and we've been together for a year. I'm so sorry, first of all, about the girlfriend's mom passing away. That's not good at all. But for the simple fact that y'all have been together for a year and she didn't invite you to the funeral is kind of like a red flag.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. I feel like that's a red flag for me, and I'm gonna let the ladies go around and say what they think too, but for me that's a red flag because I feel like she might be hiding something. Mm-hmm. I feel like, because let me just tell you how people lie. I once dated this guy. He was going out with his coworkers to a strip club, right? He told me his mom died and they was all going to his mother's house, right? But the whole time him and his coworkers went to the strip club. So that just goes to show you how people lie and how bad they will lie to you. So let's go around the room, hear the ladies' opinions, and then I'm going to let you know at the end of the day, the end results.
Jazz, your situation was crazy, and I would hope that somebody would never lie on their mother's name like that. But if her
mom... cancer, to be correct.
Do better. But I feel like at the end of the day, you can't tell nobody how to grieve as long as, you know, even if they have been together for a year. If her mother truly died, that's her mother. You get what I'm saying? So she probably don't even know how to process life. Like, granted, I'm going to want my person by my side, but her world probably flipped completely upside down. So I'm going to give her the benefit of doubt and say that maybe it's just too much for her to even, like, process life right now. But if that's the situation, if I ever find out somebody that I'm messing with and they mama didn't die, and you told me that they did, that she did to get out of some stuff, yeah, some real life problems about to happen. Cleo?
I feel like if the mother died and she really loved you, like she really wanted to be with you, she's going to want you there. And if she don't want you there, then she don't really mess with you like that, or she feel like she can't trust you, or she feel like she can't be vulnerable for you, which, like Jazzy said, red flag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm agree with y'all. I just feel like, you know, that's definitely a red flag, and you might want to just focus on yourself, because at the end of the day, that's what she's going to have to do. Focus on herself and regroup. She lost her mom. That's a big loss. That's not, you know, cousin. Yeah, it's really not. That's her mother. So, I mean, everybody processes grief in a different way. So maybe that's just her way of processing it. Maybe she's not ready for a relationship. She realized she's not ready. You know, she needs to handle her situation. You did your due diligence by reaching out. You know, you showed support, you showed that you was there, and that's all you can do. So, you know, focus on yourself, sir.
I agree. I do feel like in that situation, I agree with Cleo in this. At that point, you just kind of need to focus on yourself, because I never lost my parents, but I feel like in hard times, I still get that heads up, hey, I'm not going to be able to talk right now. I need some time to myself. And if you can't just send that text, it's kind of like... Then yeah, we'll have to go ahead and go our separate ways. If
we
come back, then it do. If not,
I will. I can agree with all y'all, totally, 100%. But y'all know I had to come up with some other alternatives for my boy. Mm-hmm. So, and just to go off, my adopted mom passed, and when she passed, I went into like
a dark shell too. So like when I tell you I didn't want to talk to nobody, I didn't want to be with nobody, I didn't want to be around with nobody. I went into like this black hole. I was a mean person. So maybe she's trying to spare you. But on another note, I feel like she might be dating somebody else. Or I feel like maybe she had an ex on her past that like maybe that person knew the mom real good. And then so the ex is the one who she really wanted to come to the funeral, because maybe the ex knew the mom more than you do. And not saying that's okay, because I mean, if there's nothing going on between them, then she should have been okay with having y'all both there. But if she's still secretly talking to him, or it's still secretly something going on, you gotta watch out for that. I also feel like maybe she just really needed some time alone. And that's okay. Like the lady said, she probably really did just need that time alone to figure out how she finna move and how she finna, you know, go about her life now. So anything you could really do is give her some time, and maybe she will come around. And then, but if not, and if you have to move on, then I feel like that's maybe something you should do. Because in a situation like that, that's a very traumatic situation. And if the if you're the last person that she wanted to reach out to and talk to, that's a red flag. I love you so much, and I appreciate you for writing in on Dear Jazzy. Make sure y'all DM us at 2O's WEE Radio Show if you want to be featured on the show. And we got you. Ooh wee.
It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show.
What's up? I hope you enjoyed the show, man. I got to express myself really quick. This is a new segment about how we have 30 seconds to say what we feeling. And right now, how I'm feeling is I'm feeling like y'all need to be safe. Y'all need to practice good mental health strategies. I mean, talk to people, pray about it. Just be the best person you can be, because all these stories that I'm seeing online is crazy. People dying left and right. People getting killed. Just taking up out of here. So I want y'all to be safe. That's my 30 seconds.
And y'all, it's your girl, the butter, not butter. And how I'm feeling right now is I've been stroking. That's what I'm just saying, y'all.
You ready to go home,
y'all? No, I'm ready to go home, y'all. I feel good, though. I got a cruise coming up next weekend, and I'm about to be gone across the world, you know, having fun. So that's how I'm feeling right now. And it was fun tonight. But how you feeling, Cleo?
I'm feeling good. I feel like I've been in my bag real hard. I came in the studio today with my laptop doing work, trying to get this MBA. And so I just feel like, make your life extraordinary. Like, that's what I see right here on my laptop. And that's how I feel. Like, do whatever you got to do. Take advantage of opportunities and make your life extraordinary. Follow your dreams. Don't just be out here being no boring person, making somebody else's dreams come true.
Amen. Period. Let everybody know where they can follow you. Because you ain't nothing to play with.
Period. So I'm Cleo the Confidence Coach, and it's Cleo the Artiste on IG and on TikTok. Those are the only things I'm really on right now. But yeah, go ahead and show me some love. That's Cleo with a K, KLEOTHEARTISTE.
Period, y'all. So it's your favorite girl boss, Angel LA.
Let me say that again, y'all. It's your favorite girl boss, Angel LA.
And right now, I'm feeling good. You know, somebody just DM'd me the other day and said, your life is so majestic right now. And I really feel like I'm just floating and just doing things and doing everything I always want to do. And, you know, once I let go and let God, everything started coming to me. I didn't even have to come to it. And I want y'all to love on y'all people during the holiday season, because there's a lot of people out here struggling with people that they lost or just not feeling like they're fulfilling, you know, their life's purpose. So just love on people, because you never know who's having a bad day. And I'm happy to be here with all of my sisters. I missed y'all. And Jazz, go ahead and wrap this thing on up.
What's up, y'all? It's the lovely Jazzy J. And right now, I'm feeling real good. I'm in the house with the ladies. We got four different empowering women in here outside of me, okay? So it's five of us, really. But you know, I'm feeling real great. We didn't sip a little bit. We had a great show today. And you know, what I want y'all to do is just stay positive. Keep praying and keep going. Keep pushing, because, you know, just do that, okay? I love y'all. I appreciate y'all for tuning in on Ooh Wee, Hip Hop and R&B. Make sure y'all follow us at 2O's WEE Radio Show. And we out of here. It's Ooh Wee.
Ooh Wee.
It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show.